Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today is Friday, so this is the day we take the topic we've been exploring all week, in this case the topic of anger, and we take some time to reflect and pray about that topic before a weekend of rest and community. This week we've been looking at that topic of anger. It started out with Jesus saying, "You've heard it said, do not murder." That was the basic understanding of the law that Jews in his day would have had. However, it wasn't God's original law from the Ten Commandments. God had said, "Thou shalt not kill." And so clearly there'd been a lot of development over the years by the scribes and Pharisees, in particular, in how they taught God's law. Jesus said he was here to fulfill the law, to go right back to its original intent and actually fulfill it, actually live by the laws that God had given so long ago. That's not easy for us to look at as followers of Jesus today. It can be very overwhelming to imagine that, and this week's topic is no different. When we talk about not even getting angry with people, not even to have any motivation to murder somebody, much less even not like them or be angry with them, sounds impossible to us. And it would be if we were on our own, but we're not. This is God's commandment, and something that God doesn't want us to try to do alone under our own strength, but rather under his strength. So that's why today we'll take some time to pray about this. If you tried to implement this at all yesterday, you probably found firsthand that it's hard. That it's hard to love others as God loves you. That it's hard to think charitably about others. That it's hard to want the best for others, and it's hard to follow Jesus' two examples of repaying debts and of making sure that everything is right with others before we try to make things right with God. So we're going to take some time now to pray about that. And so I invite you, wherever you are, to take a quiet moment to pray for the things I'm going to pray about, but also for your own silent opportunity to talk to God. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you invite us to follow you, and that even as you set a huge example for us and a high standard, that we don't need to be discouraged by that. Rather, we can be encouraged to know that you made it possible for us to follow you by dying for us, so we could rise to new life without sin, without death's power having a grip on us. We thank you that we're free through your death on the cross to pursue following you, even when we're not perfect, and rather to open ourselves up to being perfected by you. We pray this especially as we deal with a topic of anger this week. It's hard to control our thoughts, and yet you make it clear that everything in our lives, including our thoughts, is important to you. And so we give our thoughts over to you, Lord. We pray that our thoughts will honor you, that our thoughts about others will demonstrate to them, to others, and indeed in our own lives, that we are created and loved by you. That is our primary identity, and that's the primary identity of everyone else in this world. And so we pray, Lord, that that would transform our hearts and transform our hearts to love others. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week's topic. I'll see you next week when we tackle the next topic in Jesus' examples of how he came to fulfill the law. I'll see you then.